Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here, starting things off. Two Eskimos sitting in a kayak. They were kind of chilly, so they lit a fire in the craft. Not surprisingly, it sank, proving once again that you can't have your kayak and heat it too. The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Well, actually, some of the events are underway this week with some of the different shows and things that they have leading up to. The actual start date, they say, is going to be January 30th on Friday with the 7 p.m. Rope Ride and Slide. Music concerts, the trade show, the Western Art Show, the Ranch Rodeo is February 3rd, and Bronx for Breakfast, which has been popular, February 4th. It's all going on in Rapid City during the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Starting Friday, as you said. Hey, everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora says Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values that is our Western heritage.
A Cowboy's Valentine's Day. As we're getting close to February, I think I can put this one out there.
Okay.
Okay. So Lonnie Arneson sent this one in. It was written by Steve Lucas. And it says, ladies, if a cowboy could ask you out on a Valentine's Day date, don't get in a hurry because you can bet that he'll be late. Some cow will sure start calving about the time he heads out the door. On his way to pick you up, he'd better check her just once more. So by the time he finally gets there and knocks upon your door, he will bear no resemblance to the spiffy guy he was before. His boots will be all muddy and his jeans will be all specked with calf juice and mud and cow snot. His hat will be near wrecked. Then, on the way to the cafe, he will relate every detail, how this cute little calf had just been born, and how he grabbed him by the tail, and how he ear-tagged him and checked him and turned him loose just in time when Mama Cow came charging up to squash him like a dime. There wasn't time to go back and change, so he came over straight away, but he did manage to wipe off the worst of it with some moldy old hay. So please excuse the smell and the stares from those who dine, because I'm telling you, it's an honor to be a cowboy's Valentine. Then when dinner is over, maybe he'll take you on a tour and walk through the frosty pastures just to check the cows once more. Then he'll drive you home and go with you up the walk, but he'll probably turn down an offer to come inside a while and talk. Because a cowboy's day starts early. If he don't get some sleep, he'll sag. So he'll leave you with a short poem written on a paper bag. It may not be wine and roses. A cowboy can't always afford first rate. He'll do the best he can for you on a cowboy's Valentine's Day date. Again, by Steve Lucas.
I think this fits actually almost perfectly with that. This is by Rod Miller, written in 2007. Here's to colic, strangles and scours, founder, prolapse, and pink eye. Greasy grub, poor pay, ridiculous hours. May we be cowboys until we die.
Just a reminder about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Their job is to let you know about the Valentine area and some vacation opportunities. Whether a trip down the scenic National Niobrara River or out to international dark skies this summer, camping under the stars at Merritt Reservoir, and a lot of other things. So the way they do that is by telling you to go to visitvalentine.com and check things out, all right?
That makes it so easy. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. You know, they are dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more. It's Tri-State Livestock News, your partner in the field or the pasture.
So it seems that this guy and his wife were having some problems at home, and they were giving each other the silent treatment. Suddenly, the man realized that the next day he would need his wife to wake him up at 5 a.m. for an early morning business flight. Not wanting to be the first to break the silence and lose the contest, I guess, he wrote on a piece of paper, "Please wake me up at 5 a.m. He left it where he knew that she would find it. The next morning, the man woke up only to discover it was 9 a.m. and he had missed his flight. Furious, he was about to go to see why his wife hadn't wakened him up when he noticed a piece of paper by the bed. The paper said, "It's 5 a.m. Wake up." Men are not equipped for these kinds of contests.
How cool is it that the same God who created mountains and oceans and galaxies thought the world needed one of you, too?
There you go. All right, we're going to wind up the first month of January here pretty quick. So getting right on into the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, Valentine's Day, and all of that coming up. So if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this radio station for more of The Good Stuff.